All right, guys, we've got some major developments that we want to get to you that's transpired over the past 24 hours regarding Iran and regarding North Korea. We're going to get you up to speed with all of this and all of the latest developments that's going on. So hang in there and get ready. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, everyone. It is Thursday, October the 31st. It is 2024. We have got a lot to talk about today. We've got some major developments that's taken place over the past 24 hours in regards to wars and rumors of wars. And we're going to get you up to speed with all of this. I want to take you to this report from Ynet News. This is an Israeli affiliate. They are reporting that Iran is likely to strike Israel before the U.S. elections. Now, as of recording of this, we are 5 days away from the U.S. elections. Now, I want to read this to you. A senior source familiar with the Iranian discussions told CNN News Wednesday night that there will be a, quote, definitive and painful response to Israel's recent attack on its territory, and again, likely before the U.S. presidential elections that will take place on November 5th. Although CNN never specified where the source came from, it is implied from his words that he is Iranian. Quote, the response of the Islamic Republic to the aggression of the Zionist regime will be definitive and painful. Reading down, it says the elections in the U.S. will be held this coming Tuesday, November 5th. So if the source's words are to be believed, Iran may attack Israel in less than a week. An Israeli official responded to this Wednesday and issued a warning, quote, if they give a response, they will receive back double. Now, this also comes as a report indicated that Israel and their strike that Israel just carried out took out all of Iran's Russian-supplied S-300 defenses. I want to read a little bit more of this. Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, according to the report, Israeli airstrikes over the weekend knocked out Iran's last three Russian-provided S-300 air defense missile systems and has left the country vulnerable, according to Fox News. The surface-to-air S-300s were the last in the Islamic Republic's arsenal after one was destroyed in an attack in April, also likely carried out by Israel. Fox News quoted a senior U.S. official saying the strikes were launched from U.S.-provided F-35 jets. In an internal phone call, President Biden's advisor for the Middle East said that Iran is essentially, according to the U.S. news channel, Israel carried out the airstrikes in the early hours of Saturday in retaliation for a ballistic missile barrage from Iran on the 1st of October. One Iranian civilian and four military personnel were killed, Iranian media said, and then officials have pledged a response. Quote, the majority of Iran's defense was taken out. The outlet cited U.S. and Israeli officials saying multiple Iranian radar systems were also taken out, deprived the Islamic Republic of the capabilities to launch missiles at Israel in the future. The cycle of attacks this year marked the first direct confrontation between the Islamic Republic and Israel in the ARC foe's nearly 50-year history, and U.S. officials have counseled Iran not to respond. So, guys, I would love to hear from you in the comment section, in the chat. What do you think? Do you think, do you believe these sources are correct? And do you believe Iran will strike, they will at least attempt to carry out a strike against Israel in retaliation? If you believe so, hit yes. If not, hit no. Again, we want you to be engaged in these conversations. And let's talk about this for a moment. One would have to ask how would they be willing to risk this for their people? If they are truly left bare with their defenses, if they can carry out such a retaliatory strike, and if Israel comes and responds, this could turn into a literal bloodbath in the Middle East. And this is just, and we know that this is just going to continue to escalate. So again, love to hear from your thoughts. And also, guys, again, can you help us out? Hit that like button. Don't forget to hit that like button. Hit that share button. Hit that subscribe button and that bell notification. This is going to keep you up to par right here on YouTube, right here on Rumble, wherever you're watching from, you guys on Apple and Spotify. If you enjoy our content, don't forget to help us out by giving us a good review as well. And we do have a free app. If you're new to our broadcast, you can pick it up at the Apple and Android store. All you got to do is type in End Time Headlines, and you can right there on your screen, if you look for our official trademark ETH logo, just download it, hit yes to push notifications, and we're going to get you up to par with every breaking news, headline, prophecy, viewpoints, everything that we're going to talk about. Now, moving on, there also is a report that Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei is seriously ill, and his son will likely be the successor as the supreme leader. This is coming from the Jerusalem Post, guys, and other sources are also citing this. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, age 85 years of age, is reportedly seriously ill. Some sources say he has cancer, and his second oldest son will likely be his successor, when he does pass away. Again, this is according to the New York Times, and other sources have cited this. The report noted that Khamenei's serious medical condition created a quiet battle over his succession. It is also stated that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps would have a say in who would become the Ayatollah's successor. Now, let's think about this for a second as well. Look at all of the top commanders, leaders, advisors, supreme leader now, all of these individuals who've come against Israel. They're all being taken out. Has anyone noticed that? I mean, these guys are falling like dominoes. And it reminds me of when you go into the Old Testament and you'd have the Philistines, you'd have the Syrians, or in that day it would be the Assyrians. You had all the ites that the children of Israel dealt with. All of the enemies of Israel, their commanders, their leaders, anytime they came against Israel, God himself rose up and defended the nation of Israel and began to wipe these guys out. This is profound to me, but these guys will never learn their lesson. They serve a different God. They do not serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These individuals serve Allah, the God of Islam. And again, this report says Khamenei has served as supreme leader since 1989. And then the Times report came shortly after Israel responded to Iran's ballistic missile attack at the beginning of the month by striking numerous military sites early on Saturday morning. Iranian officials have said they, quote, do not want escalation with Israel. So these are some conflicting reports. So it's amazing how on one hand, you will hear leaders say they don't want conflict, but then these these clerics, these radical Iranian clerics, the Ayatollah, and these commanders, they speak a different tone. So it's going to be hard to say. And again, that's why we asked of your opinion, because I would love to see what the thread is and the heartbeat of the listeners of what they think is going to happen, because we got a lot. And guys, we're only halfway through the coverage today. We've got a lot more to cover today. I want to show you this article. This is coming from The Sun. This is a pretty chilling headline. Quote, new Hezbollah leader threatens to eliminate Netanyahu in first speech after Israel warned terrorist appointment is temporary. This is their new leader, because their other one has been taken out, just like we talked about with all the other leaders. He gets up and he gives his first speech. And in his first speech, he threatens Benjamin Netanyahu and again threatens to wipe him out. An aging Naeem Qassem made the twisted comments days after the Israeli Defense Forces labeled his appointment as, quote, temporary. And the 71-year-old terror boss is believed to now be on the next Israeli hit list after a string of targeted assassinations on Hezbollah's top leaders. In his speech, Qassem spoke on the chilling drone attack launched by Hezbollah, which directly struck Netanyahu's seaside residence in Israel. Qassem said, quote, the enemy must know that it is bombing that its bombing of our villages and cities will not make us retreat, and the resistance is strong, and was able to deliver a drone to Netanyahu's room. 74-year-old Netanyahu and his wife, 65 years of age, were unharmed in the strike as they were not home, but the prime minister did vow to get revenge. I'd love to hear from you on this. Do you believe that Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife were supernaturally preserved? Because if they would have been in their home, they would have been taken out. So that's very interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Hit yes or no in the comments. A menacing Kasim then gave a sinister prediction, saying Netanyahu survived this time, but perhaps his time has not yet come. Our diplomatic contacts confirmed to us that Netanyahu is, quote, very afraid because we are targeting him. He also urged his regime supporters inside of Lebanon to have a little more patience. Kasim, the former deputy leader, has replaced Hossein Nasrallah, who was killed by Israel last month in a massive airstrikes on Beirut. He now takes the reins as Hezbollah is defending against Israeli invasion in the south of Lebanon. And again, Israeli defense minister sent a chilling threat in Hebrew on X when he was appointed, saying, quote, the appointment is temporary and the countdown has begun. This comes as Israel has announced plans to roll out a $413 million laser interceptor known as the Iron Beam that downs rockets and drones with light. The system is set to be operational in a year's time and will protect the country from different types of weapons sent through the air. Now, I thought this was an interesting piece from Israel 365 News, quote, last chance to stop a nuclear Iran. And guys, before we get into this one, can you help us out? Hit that like button. We would love to have as many likes as we do views. Again, this helps get eyes on the page. I know your guys are helping us out, and we love and we appreciate you guys when you do this for us. Again, this helps get our gets our reports out there on these algorithms on YouTube and also on Rumble. Why the world must strike Iran's nuclear ambitions now? The report cites that under clear pressure from the U.S., Israel has refrained from targeting Iran's nuclear development sites and last week's retaliatory strikes against Iran's military assets, but that merely delays Israel's dilemma of what to do about the existential danger. All Western intelligence estimates that Iran is at most months and possibly just weeks away from having deployable nuclear weapons. I want to say that again. By all Western intelligence estimates, Iran is at most months and possibly just weeks away from having deployable nuclear weapons. Do you believe that report? Do you believe the report of Western intelligence that Iran is months or possibly weeks away from having deployable nuclear weapons? Again, yes in the comments or no, because to me, we've done this for a long time, guys, a couple decades now. And this, to me, it seems like this has been cited many times. Hence, both the U.S. and Israel face an indispicable choice. Either massively bomb Iran's nuclear development sites now to stop and disable its drive to nuclear weapons capacity, or forego such a strike, thereby subjecting the world to the terrifying specter of a nuclear-armed Iran regime. And when you read on in this article, I'm not going to read all of this for sake of time, but the report talks about how since 1979 or since the 79 revolution in Iran, there has been just a barrage of threats to annihilate Israel, to wipe them off the map, not only from Iran, but all of their proxies as well. And this is why the growing threat is becoming more intensified against Israel, and there is a lot of pressure now that Israel has to do something to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear threat because the Jewish people will do whatever they have to do to prevent another repeat of, come on, what took place under the reign of Hitler. This also comes as Lebanon's prime minister hopes for a ceasefire with Israel in coming hours. So again, guys, it seems like we're getting conflicting reports. whereas we're hearing that Iran is possibly going to strike Israel within this five-day window, because, again, the U.S. elections is next Tuesday on November 5th, and today is October 31st, so we have a five-day window. Now here we have the Prime Minister of Lebanon, who told a Middle Eastern source that he hopes for a ceasefire with Israel in the coming hours. The Lebanese media site reported on Wednesday evening. The Prime Minister said that, quote, while U.S. Special Envoy was visiting Beirut, he brought a proposal that remained confidential. Again, the Prime Minister told Al Jadid. He further emphasized that since the September 21st, there has been no communication with Hezbollah, and that his main communication has been with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabu Mustafa Berri, leader of Amal, Hezbollah's primary rival in the Lebanese Shia community. All right, folks, so we got this going on. It looks like the Iran-Israeli conflict is not over. It continues. There is a reprieve for a little while, and then there is military action that takes place from Israel, and then Iran responds, and then Israel responds, and then it's tit for tat. So now it's checkmate for Iran, and all eyes are on this window. And again, if that source is correct, then we could possibly see, ladies and gentlemen, another strike against Israel being carried out by Iran. But again, according to all U.S. intelligence and other sources, that Iran has been left bare because a lot of their weapons defense systems has been destroyed in Israel's last strike. Now, I want to shift gears. Again, a lot has happened over the past 24 hours, guys, and we want to get you up to speed with this. I want to show you this happened as well in the past 24 hours, and that is that North Korea has reportedly launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile designed specifically to strike the United States. According to a report, North Korea launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday on Thursday, and today. Again, it's already Thursday there, but as of the report of this today, in its first test in almost a year of a weapon, look at this, designed to threaten the U.S. mainland. And again, this occurs days ahead of the U.S. election. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered the missile test and was at the launch site, calling the launch a, quote, an appropriate military action to show North Korea's resolve to respond to its enemies. And now those enemies, we know those enemies are South Korea. We know that they are the United States, among several moves that has threatened the North's safety, according to its defense ministry. The U.S., South Korea, and Japan had also identified the weapon as an ICBM and condemned the launch as it raised tensions. The launch came as Washington warned, look at this, the launch came as Washington warned that North Korean troops and Russian uniforms are heading towards Ukraine, likely to augment Russian forces and join the war. Now, guys, I want to take you over and I want to show you the U.S. is citing some very strong language in regards to these latest developments with North Korean troops going into Russia to aid Russia. Now, this is from The Guardian. Look at this language. North Korean troops fighting for Russia and Ukraine will, quote, surely return in body bags. Wow. That is some very, very strong language. And again, guys, as we said before, it looks as though the nations are taking sides and we are heading long into World War III. The U.S. and South Korean defense chiefs have called for North Korea to withdraw its troops from Russia, as the U.S. envoy to the UN, Robert Wood, bluntly warned that North Korean forces entering Ukraine will, quote, surely return in body bags. Washington states that 10,000 North Korean troops have been deployed for possible action against Ukrainian forces. Russia and North Korea have deepened their political and military alliance as the Ukraine war has dragged on. But sending these troops into combat against Kyiv's forces would mark a, quote, significant escalation that has sparked widespread international concern. Quote, I call upon them to withdraw their troops out of Russia. Again, this is U.S. Secretary Lloyd Austin stating this at the Pentagon this past week, echoing a call made at a joint appearance with South Korean counterpart. The White House has stated that North Korean forces would become legitimate military targets. Again, strong language. If they fight against Ukraine, and Austin echoed this stance on Wednesday, North Korean troops would be, quote, co-belligerents, and you have every reason to believe that they will be killed and wounded as a result of battle. Again, speaking before the UN Security Council, Wood gave an even more explicit warning, saying if North Korean forces enter Ukraine in support of Russia, they will surely return in body bags. Guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this in the chat, in the comments. Do you believe, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe the reason why Rocket Man is what Donald Trump used to call him? Do you believe that Kim Jong-un has been emboldened because now he feels that Russia has now aligned with him? Therefore, he's more emboldened and he's now launching this missile test. He's making threats against the West and he's more emboldened. Do you believe this? Hit yes in the comments, or if not, hit no. Now let's give you some more details on this launch. North Korea confirmed the launch hours after its neighbors detected the firing of what they suspected was a, quote, new, more agile weapon targeting the mainland of the U.S. The statement was unusually quick since North Korea usually describes its weapon tests a day after they occur. Quote, I affirm that the DPRK will never change its line of bolstering up its nuclear forces, Kim said. According to a North Korean Defense Ministry statement carried by state media, DPRK stands for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said North Korea could have tested a new solid-fueled long-range ballistic missile. Missiles with built-in solid propellants are easier to move and hide and can be launched quicker than a liquid propellant weapons. This spokesperson, said the launch was possibly timed in the U.S. election in an attempt to strengthen North Korea's future bargaining power. He stated that North Korea missile was launched on a high angle, apparently avoiding neighboring countries. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Sean Savett had called the launch a, quote, flagrant violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions that needlessly raise tensions and risk destabilizing, the security situation in the region. He went on and said that, quote, they will take all necessary measures to ensure the security of the American homeland and its South Korean and Japanese. Now, all this comes as, I want to show you this as well. We're getting ready to sign out for this really quick update. World War III has already begun. This was a very chilling statement by J.P. Morgan boss Jamie Dimon. In a recent speech at the Institute of International Finance, the banking institution CEO Jamie Dimon stated that the current conflict in Ukraine and the Middle East has already begun a third world war. Dimon previously called Russia, North Korea, and Iran an axis of evil that alongside China will hurt institutions like NATO. Wow, what a statement, guys. And again, this is why I asked that question. If you think North Korea is now emboldened because they have this axis that's forming, again, with Russia and alongside China as well. Quote, and they are talking about doing it now, Dimon said at the event. They're not talking about waiting 20 years. They're talking about doing it now. What he's talking about, again, is forming an alliance to weaken NATO or to, resist NATO or to combat with NATO. Due to this, a larger world conflict may not be a matter of if, but when. Dimon went on to say that World War III has already begun. If you have battles on the ground being coordinated in multiple countries, this is what we're dealing with. Dimon went on to say that the U.S. needed to avoid being naive and allowing larger global events to play out without any intervention. Wow. Let me know your thoughts on this. Do you believe Dimon is right? Hit yes. If no, hit no. We would love to hear from you as well. Do you believe, let me ask you this question, do you believe the U.S. should intervene? Diamond says if the U.S. does not intervene in conflicts globally, then this could spill over and turn into a larger global conflict, aka World War III. Should America continue to be the police state of the world, or should we butt out of it and keep our nose out of the affairs of other nations? Again, love to hear your comments in the comment section below. Again, guys, wanted to give you this quick update today on Thursday. It is Halloween. We do not commemorate, nor do we celebrate it. In fact, tonight, I want to invite you to join us tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, right here on End Time Headlines. We're going to do a reaction video. I'm going to show you a former cult member. I believe he was deep into satanic, demonic activity. God totally delivered him out of it. He's going to give you the reasons why, as Christians, as spirit-filled believers, we should not participate in such a holiday or a feast in no way, form, or fashion. So you don't want to miss that. Please stay tuned for that tonight. Again, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, guys, we appreciate you jumping on here today. We do have a free app. Again, if you pick it up today, Apple, Android, hit yes to push notifications, and you'll be squared away. And as always, guys, if you appreciate our updates, our ministry, our equipping, edifying, all of the above, we always want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. Again, our ministry is absolutely free for you. We don't charge for the podcast. We don't charge for the app. We don't charge for any subscription fees. Everything is free for you to be a blessing to you, to equip the body of Christ with all this information. Again, if you'd like to become a partner, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through multiple ways, through the app, through the website. There's a support in big bold letters. It says support on YouTube right there. You can click on the link up there, or you can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, we're going to sign off for this afternoon, but we'll be right back here tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for a special message in regards to the holiday that most of the world is embracing right now. So until we see you then, I pray the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.